This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
Faith. It is required throughout our lives in far more situations than we realize. Whether something as simple as going over a bridge or perhaps entering an airplane for a long-distance trip, to the more complex things like starting a business or maybe, just maybe, marrying the love of our life. Yes, faith is something we exercise more often than we actually recognize. But life has a way of eroding that faith over time. And through the difficult experiences of loss, yes, all of us indeed go through the emotional disappointments of heartbreak and perhaps doubts that come our way due to the unexpected results of something we hoped would have occurred more in line with our expectation. And maybe this is why Jesus Christ asked the question that when he returns, will he find faith on the earth? And this is a very important question for all of us to answer, especially since we are in such a progressive, humanistic, and scientific age. So on today's program, we will explore this very important question of just what is the true biblical faith Jesus Christ is looking for from those who follow him throughout the world.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now your host, Mike James.
Hi, welcome to another edition of the Armor of God. We're glad you could join us for today's program. What I want to talk about today is the subject of faith, but I'm going to approach it in a different way than in the past how I have approached this particular subject. What I want to do today is I want to make some linkages between faith or belief in the secular world to the spiritual world, to the biblically based world that we usually talk about on this particular program. And the reason I want to do this is we want to get this gospel message to the entire world. We want to relate to agnostics. We want to relate to atheists who don't believe in the Bible, but I believe there are ways we can do that, and I want to try to do that with the subject of faith today. So I'm not going to go to a lot of scripture today, but I want to establish right from the get-go what I mean when I say faith from a spiritual perspective. To do that, I'm over in Hebrews chapter 11, and I'm looking at verse 1 there, and it says the following. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I believe we can make linkages between that definition of faith and belief in the secular sense. And I'm going to do that today with a number of different examples. And those of you who do believe in the Bible, I want you to use those examples to talk to your friends or family members who are of a secular mindset, who are of a scientific mindset, and may not believe in biblically based faith. We can make some connections between what people believe and how the world operates in reality, as opposed to and in congruence to how faith works and operates from a spiritual perspective. So hang in there. I'm going to explain more about this interesting subject. But first, we're going to offer you some free CDs on today's program. What we'd like to offer you on today's program are two CDs. Both of these CDs address the subject of faith. One of these CDs is titled Faith Unto Salvation, And the second CD is titled, Why is Faith Important to God? To get both of these CDs free of charge, all you need to do is call us toll-free at 1-888-578-8791. That's 1-888-578-8791. You can also go to our website to order these CDs. Go to www.cgi.org. That's www.cgi.org. Also go to our website to learn more about our weekly sermon broadcast. That's www.cgi.org. Thanks again for joining us on another edition of The Armor of God. We're talking about faith today, but not necessarily from a biblically based perspective. We're going to make some connections. We're going to make some linkages between belief in what we can call the secular world, where people don't necessarily believe in biblically based faith. And we'll see some examples from that world that are congruent, that are actual linkages to how we understand faith in the Bible. And hopefully, these examples can help bridge the gap between people who don't believe in biblically based faith and those who do. It could be a topic we can use to bring those people at least into a conversation that this thing called faith in the Bible, there may be something to it, even if they don't believe in the Bible right now. Now, how I'm going to do this, I'm going to give you a number of examples today from the secular world, and I'm going to start out with what's called the placebo effect. Now, many of you have probably heard of this placebo effect. Again, it's a scientifically researched effect, and how it works is like this. Scientists, researchers who are dealing with individuals suffering from pain or headaches or whatever it may be, will give some of these individuals a placebo, a little pill that has no medicinal qualities. And they'll tell these people that this pill you're going to take will help your pain. This pill you're going to take will help your headache. Now, here's what happens. In 55 to 60% of the cases when this type of experimentation is done, what occurs is that pill that has no medicinal properties at all leads to 55 to 60% of the people who take it saying that that pill helped get rid of some of my pain, that that pill helped get rid of my headache. Now think about that for a minute. What's going on? That pill has no quality in it that should help you overcome your pain. So how are you overcoming your pain? I'll tell you how. Your brain is a powerful tool. Science is not even sure about what consciousness is, about all the processes within the brain. Those of us who have a spiritual belief in the Bible, we believe that the spirit in man, the spiritual essence of man, resides in the mind, in the brain, in that gray matter up here. And that matter can be linked up with God's spiritual nature and God's spirit to provide even more power for living in your life. But there is a spirit in man, the Bible mentions that, that even without God has some power. And science is learning about this power of the brain today like we've never known about the brain before. What we've learned about the brain over the last 50 years is stupendous. It's amazing. It's astounding. And one of these things is that if you believe something in your brain can actually lead to physical reactions in your body occurring, leading to positive outcomes or negative outcomes, depending upon what's going on up here between your two ears. So that placebo effect is a great example of this quality that the brain has for mind to work over matter. And what occurs for these individuals who don't experience pain anymore is the processes within the brain that overcome pain are beginning to work because the people are believing that this pill that has no medicinal qualities should work, and that leads to a cascading effect within the body that overcomes pain, at least for some of these individuals. Another interesting study I recently read about had to do with a number of people in Japan. And what these individuals were told was, we're going to rub some poison ivy on your forearm, and then on your other forearm, we're going to rub a plant that has no poison ivy-like qualities. So nothing should happen to this forearm, and some red spots should show up on the other forearm. Now, what happened is they did the opposite. The arm that the people thought was going to have the poison ivy on it had the plant that had no qualities like poison ivy. And what happened to the forearm of these individuals? Remember, this plant should not cause any issues to your arm when it's put on your arm, even though the people thought that it was poison ivy. 13 of these people experienced some redness or boils beginning to appear on their arm because they thought they were putting poison ivy on their arm. What happened to the other arm? This was the arm where they said, we're going to rub a plant on this arm that is not poison ivy. Nothing should happen to your arm over here. What they did was they rubbed poison ivy on this arm. Only two individuals showed splotches or red marks indicative of poison ivy out of those 13 individuals. Another example of mind over matter. What those people believed should happen happened because of what they believed. Again, what did we say about faith at the beginning of this program? It's the substance of things hoped for. It's the belief in things that you haven't even seen. And that occurs in the world we live in on a regular basis. Regardless of whether or not you believe in biblical faith, the mind, the spirit within man, works in a similar fashion. That's why when it's coupled with God's spirit, tremendous things can occur. Now, let me give you a little bit of the lingo that the scientists use about these examples I've just given to you. They call this expectancy theory. And I'm going to quote from a scientist, Dr. Marcel Kinsborn, who's a neuroscientist. And he says this, our expectations can create brain patterns that can be just as real as those created by events in the real world. Let me repeat that. Our expectations, what we believe, folks, what is faith? It's a belief. What we believe can create brain patterns that can be just as real as those created by real events in the world. Now, that's amazing when you begin to think about the ramifications of that. Our expectation of an event causes the same complex set of neurons in the brain to fire as though the event were actually happening, triggering a cascade of events in the nervous system that leads to a host of physical consequences. Now, this could be positive physical consequences or negative physical consequences. If you think of people who've suffered through traumatic experiences early in their lives, and as they move through life, there are certain triggers that may take them back to those memories, leading to a great amount of stress that begins to work on the body, causing the body its physical demise if they continue to stay in that pattern of thinking. Another example, and there are numerous examples like this from the secular world where belief really has some power. They took two hotel cleaning staffs. With one of the staffs, they told them this, that when you are cleaning a room, it's much like exercise. When you clean that room, you can lose weight. When you clean that room, your cholesterol levels can go down. And they built up the positive qualities of cleaning rooms. They took this second hotel staff, and they didn't say anything like that to them. They just said, this is your job, go clean these rooms, come back when you're done, etc., etc. Now, they did this for a number of weeks, and they tested these people with their blood pressure, with their cholesterol levels, with their weights, and they saw what they had with these individuals before they started on this experiment. At the end of a number of weeks of doing this, amazingly, they found that the people that had been briefed that exercise was like cleaning rooms actually lost some weight, actually had reduced cholesterol levels. When they looked at the second group, who heard nothing like that when they were directed to clean the rooms, their weight remained the same. Their cholesterol levels remained the same. Again, this is amazing information when you begin to study what the ramifications of this are for us in life. And when you begin to understand what spiritually based faith is, and when you bring the Holy Spirit into that equation, amazing things can begin to transpire in your life. Now, let me go back to that scripture I mentioned at the beginning of the program. It's over in Hebrews chapter 11. Think about the examples I've just gone over as I read this definition of faith to you again. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So what was that hotel staff, cleaning staff looking for? When they heard that when they cleaned those rooms, they could lose some weight. When they clean those rooms, they could lower some cholesterol levels. They were looking for something there. They were hoping that that would happen to them. What was the placebo effect people looking for? The evidence of things not seen. That little pill that they took had no medicinal properties, but they believed that that pill had medicinal properties, and that made all the difference for those who were affected and began to believe that and channel that belief from their brain to their body to overcome what was transpiring for them, whether it was pain or a headache. Listen to this quote. The mental construction of our daily activities, more than the activity itself, defines our reality. The mental construction of our daily activities, more than the activity itself, defines our reality. Now, some of you who are skeptical may not believe that statement, but think about those examples I've just given you as to why the individual who made that statement is making that statement. And now you can start to see that bridge to biblically based faith, because it's almost the same thing, folks. What we're talking about that occurs in the secular natural world when people begin to believe in some things happens in the spiritual world, but it happens in a more powerful way. And let me talk a little bit about what I mean by that. I want to go to a scripture over in Galatians chapter 2. And those of you who have some skeptical friends or relatives out there, you might want to go to these particular scriptures after you give them those examples that we just went over. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, this scripture will now have a little more meaning when we've looked at some things that occur in that natural or secular world. Listen to what it says, Galatians 2 verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So when we start bringing this into the spiritual realm, what we believe as Christians is we're no longer living this life on earth in a physical sense. Christ has now become indwelling in us through God's Spirit, and His mind is marrying up with our mind to lead us as we go into life. And that can be so powerful for your life. That changes lives, folks. That moves people from being drug addicts to giving up drugs. That moves people from being alcoholics to giving up alcohol. And drugs and alcohol are powerful tools working against your body that are very difficult to overcome. But I know people who have overcome through the power and belief in Jesus Christ. They repent, they get baptized, they have hands laid upon them, and then God's Holy Spirit comes into your mind to give you even more power of belief that can lead you into a powerful Christian walk for the rest of your life. Another scripture along these lines is in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, and I'll begin reading there in verse 9. Romans 8 and verse 9. Listen to what it says. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Now, obviously, I'm still in the flesh. You can see that. I bleed if you cut me. All right? I get that. But what it's saying here is when you come to believe in the power of Jesus Christ working through you, that Spirit, as you read Scripture, as you go to Sabbath services, as you commune with other people of like mind, that all fills you up and gives you the power to live life in a totally different way than you've lived it in the past. That belief is now enhanced by all the tools that Christians have at their disposal to increase that faith and hope that they have, and it leads to tremendous overcoming within life. In some cases, it leads to miracles over physical issues, whether it is cancer or disease of some sort. Those things can happen with the indwelling power of God and the community that God provides to the believer. Another scripture over in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. Let's take a look at this. Philippians 2, 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So the mind of Christ can be in you. And we know Jesus Christ was an overcomer. The example of what He overcame in life is in the pages of our Bible, and we can go to it every day to have this evidence of things hoped for, to overcome what we can't see, but we can believe in it because we have the evidence right here in front of us. It's powerful. I've been living my life in this way, and it's helped me live a positive, happy life because of what I read in the pages of this book. Now, one other example I'd like to give you from the secular world before we close out today was a study that was conducted by Robert Rosenthal on elementary school children. And here's what Rosenthal did. At the beginning of the semester, he told the teachers of these children that I'm going to test these children and I'm going to tell you which ones are doing the best in your class right before you get started. So he told them that certain students were the best students in their class based upon the test results. What he didn't tell them was he was lying. He actually took mediocre kids and he told the teachers, these are the best students in your class. He also said this, I don't want you to give any special treatment to these students. I don't want you to say anything to them that would lead them to believe that they're better than any other of the students in class. Now, what happened at the end of the semester, at the end of the school season, was the children were tested once again. And guess what happened? The mediocre students who the teachers were informed were their best students, they actually did better on the test, the real test, than any of the other students in class. What happened here? Because the teachers weren't allowed to give any verbal accolades or any verbal positivity to these students. Here's what Rosenthal came up with. that the nonverbals, the body language that the teachers were giving to the students every day was what resulted in the students doing better than the other students, even though they were mediocre. Think about that for a moment. Just your body language, your nonverbals, can help influence us in positive and negative ways. There's so much literature on this subject. Please read up on it, and believe me, these examples are real. This is known as the Pygmalion effect. What it says is the belief in the potential of someone can bring that potential to life. And when you couple that with what the Bible says, what God says the human potential is, and when you believe it, when you get baptized, when you actually have God's Spirit coming into your life, it makes your life different. I will vouch for that, and I'm willing to talk to anyone who wants to listen to that and how my life is different because of that. But one final thing I'll say about this is that it's the community that Christianity brings to you also. It's not just individuals doing this on their own. And let me show you what I mean by that. Over here in the book of James, in James chapter 5 and verse 13, it says, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. Pray for one another." What this is talking about is when you take on Christianity, you create a community that begins to support you and pray for you and work with you, and that can have a difference also. I hope I've interested you in this subject. Remember, we want you to get those free CDs that we talked about at the top of the program. Get Faith Unto Salvation. Get Why Is Faith Important to God? To get both of those CDs free of charge, all you need to do is call us toll-free, 1-888-578-8791. That's 1-888-578-8791. Or go to our website to order. Go to www.cgi.org. That's www.cgi.org. Get both of those CDs on faith, and this will enhance your faith, and it will help you have conversations with those who don't believe in faith, who don't believe in the Bible. These examples are a bridge to begin that conversation.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by The Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at 3900 Thames Street, Tyler, Texas, 75701, or call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791, or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at www.cgi.org or email us at armorofgodcgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.